fish went to an area was already locked up by some rocks. By this way, he saw the fish living in the sea. At this moment, he looked, he found Al-Khidr. Al-Khidr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a man is a biased man. Now, a scholar in Islam make a big fuss. If he's an angel, if he's a biased man, if he's somebody unknown, is not our business. Take the story from Quran and leave the rest. It will not matter to us. He asked him, he said, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam ya Musa. He said, you know me? He said, yes. You are Musa, the one he has been sent to this. And he gave him the first lesson. He said, O Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave me a knowledge different than your knowledge. And he gave you knowledge different than my knowledge. He said, Allah sent me to you to teach me. Now is the first learning method, how to learn in Islam. Listen carefully now. I hope you're not sleeping now. He said, can you please accept me as a student? He said, you cannot be patient with me. The teacher knew the level of quality of Musa and his knowledge. He said, what I have, you do not know. And always knowledge, when you do not understand and comprehend, you cannot have patience. And this is what's happening to all of us today. We want to learn quick, and when somebody give advice, we want jump. It doesn't work. You have to be patient. Patient to whom? You learn from them. This is the first teaching. Now, after a couple of time, he said, okay, I will take you as a student in one condition. He said, what is it? He said, don't ask me something you do not understand. Do not intervene. Be patient, and I will tell you in a time is good for you. You see now? Now they go. The first journey was, he saw a small boat, he waved Al-Khidr to the people know him, he go with Musa. After they go and they give him good treatment, before he come down to the shore, Al-Khidr, he take one of the wooden part of the boat in the bottom and he break it. Musa right away, he get anger. He said, why you do that? People do goodness for you and you break their boat? You did something oppressor. He said, Musa, you forget what I tell you? I tell you, you do not talk until I tell you? He said, forgive me. Forgive me, I will not do it again. Now they go. And they go to another village. And the village has people, kids all over. And Al-Khidr, all of a sudden, he looked to a boy. And the boy so nice, so beautiful, so handsome, playing with kids. And he persuade him. He take him behind a wall. And he break his neck, half and half, and he cut it off. He said, you doing this? What's the boy done? Why you do this? He said, again, I tell you, be patient, don't talk. You do not know what I'm doing. He said, forgive me, I did it again. Time go by. Now they go, very hungry. They pass through a village. In this village, they go to this village. They knock door. Please, we are traveler, we want food. No, no food for you. One house after another, the whole village is stingy. The whole village do not want to feed them. Now Musa's hungry. You heard Asad? Musa's hungry. He's upset. He won't eat. He said, let's go find food. Al-Khidr, he looked. and he find a small wall broken. He said, let's fix this wall. He said, what? Fixing the wall? And these people, they don't even feed us. They don't even give us a reward. And Khidr start fixing the wall. After he fixed it, he said, O Musa, what between me and you is finished. You did not keep your word. He said, why? He said, you did not have the knowledge I have. And you do not have the patience. He said, what is it? He said, the boat, it was for a poor family. Allah loved them. And this family, they was living in a village. It has a tyrant. He took every boat and destroyed it from the owner. I break the piece of wood. By this way, the boat will sink for some time until the king passed by. By this way, the boat will be safe for them. He said, what about the boy? He said, the boy was a calamity to his family. And his family was so biased people. Allah loved them. And this boy, with the knowledge of Allah, if he grow, he will call them to be, love him too much, and they become a disbeliever. Allah take him before he destroys the heart of their parents, and he will switch it with another son, pious and good manner. And about the wall, you saw the village is stingy, and they love material, and the wall was broken, and the parents of the young people, of the people of this family, the family before they died, they left a treasure for their own generation. And they was very biased people. Allah command me to cover the wall until the kids will grow and they find their own treasure. And you do not have the patience. And this is the end between me and you. What we learn from here, we learn a lot. And let me tell you in the front of Allah, this is our calamity today. Anybody who know me for some time, I can tell you something. In my journey with Allah in last 14 years, not too many people spend some time with me. Do you know why? All the people has one thing in common. Unpatient, arrogant, and they won't follow desire. And learning cannot be like that. You have to respect and be patient. You have to go step by step. You have to respect those who are elder than you and have knowledge more than you. And respect what they tell you. No way you can comprehend what they're doing with you, because you do not have what they have. Doesn't mean the person will be arrogant over you or you arrogant over him. No. Respect of what Allah give them. Like one scholar, he said, anybody you see him have knowledge, remember, Allah do not put his knowledge in a garbage can. Allah value his knowledge. Unless you see the person with bad quality, is different. But Allah choose whom he want and give knowledge to whom he want, in the amount he want, in the way he want. And we have to respect, not the person by himself, respect the one Allah allow him to have this particular knowledge. By this way, respecting the person is respecting Allah. Unless we see today a lot of people, imam and sheikh, but their manner and quality against their own learning and what they have. They are not evidence against Allah. Knowledge is against them. And evidence against them. But we have to follow the steps Allah tell us to follow. Number one, patience. Humility. And let me share with you some hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when somebody said, came to him to learn. Rasulullah SAW, he said, whoever get out of his house to learn, He is in the path of Allah until he come back. And this hadith sahih in Imam al-Tirmizi. And also Allah's Rasulullah SAW, he said, whoever seek knowledge. And here what we said, knowledge, we have to remember. Not knowledge in college. No. Knowledge of Allah. The knowledge of the hereafter. This is the knowledge the Prophet ﷺ said. Unless the knowledge in college, it mean goodness to you. What meaning is a scholar of a learned person till you go to this college, get this education to benefit Muslim. At this time, this knowledge will be benefit to you. You do not follow your desire and go get nonsense and you think you are in the path of Allah. No, you are in the path of shaitan. Okay, you have to know that for a fact. Because all our knowledge, either for us or against us, either for Allah or for shaitan, either to benefit us in this life and hereafter, or against us in this life and hereafter. What the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever seek knowledge, he want to seek knowledge to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open for him a road to paradise. And the angel will spread their wings in the road where you walk. And it will be pleased of what you're doing. And the one, the teacher of the Muslim, the one who is a scholar or a teacher of a Muslim, all what Allah create in this heaven and in earth will make istighfar and ask Allah to forgive him. Even the fish in the sea and the worm in the ground and the star in the orbits, because the teacher of the ummah is the inheritor of the messenger and prophet. And the messenger and prophet, they do not leave money, but they leave knowledge to be benefit to mankind. We have to stop in adab, manner. And again, I'm going to repeat it step by step. When Musa alayhi salam went to Khidr, he said, can I follow you? And can you teach me of what Allah give you? By this way, questioning with humble and humility. And also it teach us the obedience. What the Khidr asked him? To obey him. He said, how you be patient in things you do not know? He said, inshallah, you will find me, patient one, and I will not disobey you. By this way, one of the teaching also, not to disobey our teacher. Unless our teacher command us to do something bad, we have to disobey. And here we stop for the time being, and we're just going to recap some of the main wisdom of what we said. Fir'aun plot and plan, and Allah plot and plan. And we see who is the one will always victorious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see all the wisdom of all the journey of faith in what we see in Musa alayhi salam. We see how Allah can provide and can preserve whom He wants in any odd situation. We see the example of the believer, what he can do in a time of belief, like the man in the palace of Pharaoh and his wife. We see the hidden soldier an army of Allah. It can be anything. It can be in water. It can be in a basket. It can be in a mean. It can be even in the enemy of Allah. Allah, he has the will to do whatever he wants. And the soldier of Allah, unlimited. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he make even the basket, the one it been thrown, is a soldier of Allah. The river, soldier of Allah. The heart of the wife of Fir'aun, slave to Allah. The lips of Musa, slave to Allah, by allow his lips not to suck any breast until he sucks the breast of his mother. We see the wisdom of Allah and the power of Allah in all the steps with Fir'aun. We know now is whatever Allah written, it will happen. We like it or we don't. We understand it or we don't. And the choosing of Allah above choosing. And this teach us istikhara. Always istikhara. And we learn also, whatever how much we plot and plan and people planning, Allah is the ultimate planner. And believe me, if you look at your own life carefully, honestly, you will find out you are a loser all the time when you plan. And Allah has a different plan for you. And this teach us how to be polite with Allah. And to stop saying, I plan for next 5 years, I plan for 10 years, I have to do this, I have to. No, no, no. Don't say, I have to. Don't say, never. You do not know nothing. Stop it and be polite to Allah and always ask Allah for support. And be patient until Allah reveal in your heart what is good for you. Also, we see how human being always paralyzed in the front of the power of Allah. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has soldier in the earth and the sky unlimited. And we see the water in the time of the sea and the stick of wood and the cane of Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam. We see how Allah always with his own guardian, his own biased people, the people who believe him, Allah will give you the ultimate victory. No doubt. We know also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to trial us to see our sincerity. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change what he wrote. What we hear is what Allah said, the true story. And Allah only gives the true story. Now it's up to us to believe of what we hear. And believe in Arabic different than our belief today. Believe in Arabic meaning to believe in your tongue, in your heart and your mind and your body is following what you believe. Your body has to follow what you believe. If your body do not follow what you believe, you are a liar and you have a hypocrite. Very dangerous. By this way, when something happened to us, we have to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have to have faith in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best for us only if we know. Any question and any concern about Musa alayhi salam? And inshallah we'll continue if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life about the rest of different story with Musa alayhi salam, with Bani Israel. Any question, any concern? Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik.
You mentioned that Allah gave Musa revelation by himself, not through any angel.
Maybe I make a mistake. The question is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa revelation without angel. Don't forget, before revelation, Allah gave him what we call it in English, inspiration.
Yes.
When he give you, when he inspire you in something. Okay? Or the quality Allah put it in your heart, like the mother of Musa. And also, as don't forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Musa and he become Kalimullah, the one he talked to Allah direct. Nobody else ever happened to him.
No other prophet.
He's the only one. Allah talked to him direct. How he talked to him, with what language, is not our business. We believe in what Allah said, and that's it. We were not there, and it will not matter to us. Any question, any concern? Okay. Finish, Brother Muhammad?
Yeah.
Okay. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك أتوب إليك سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا اللهم تقبل منا ومنكم ومسلمين أجمعين اللهم تابعين لهم الدين الحمد لله على نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة اللهم اجعلنا من الحامدين الشاكرين يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء Oh Allah, give us barakah to this evening and Oh Allah, make it witness to us, not against us and give us a useful knowledge can be witness to us, not against us, Ya Allah and give us a useful knowledge We can be closer to you, Ya Allah, and to please you, Ya Allah, and to know how to get closer to you, Ya Allah. We stopped when Musa alayhi salam left Egypt. He passed the Red Sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him to hit the water with the cane. Okay? And the water spilled. What we learn from here so far, it is the king has the power?
No.
Is the king can able to change condition? Or the king by the power of Allah?
By the power of Allah.
Okay. According to some report, when Musa alayhi salam was crossing, Angel Jibreel was in a horse from Allah, riding a horse and passing the Red Sea with Musa alayhi salam. Just a support. You know when you show support? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not need Angel Jibreel, but just a support. This piece of knowledge is not authentic, but it has some evidence. When Musa alayhi salam crossed, and even in some report, the feet of the Bani Israel is not dry yet, they saw some people having some statue, idol. And said, Oh Musa, they have idols, they have gods, what about us? Get us some gods like they have one. He said, Your feet is not dry yet. You saw the miracle of Allah and you want a stupid statue. You see, Allah gives him a lot of evidence. And in the meantime, they want something to see. Now, a man from Bani Israel called a Samri. This man, what he did, He saw the horse of Angel Jibreel. And he saw something he never saw before. This horse, every time it stepped in the ground, he saw the earth has some illumination. And in another report, he saw the earth underneath this horse become different, or grass coming from it. He took some dust of this sign of the horse and he kept it with him. Now Musa alayhi salam, he get commanded by Allah to go meet Allah. Now The mission was for 30 days. By this way, he set Harun, his brother, as a representative of him to Bani Israel to take care about the affair until he come back of the meeting and the commitment between him and Allah after 30 days. After he left, wonder what happened. Something came to Samurai. And he was having a place, the collecting all the gold booty from the war, which Allah allows him to have from Fir'aun. All the gold and stuff, he allowed to be there. It was there. Samurai said, let me do something. Let me see what the power of this dust. And he threw it in the golden staff, golden things, and he make intention he want a cow. And another report is he melting the gold and he make a cow, and after that he threw the dust. Now the cow become illuminating. Now Bani Israel walking, what is that? Now people start be divided, like us exactly. Some said, it's just a stupid statue. Some said, no, look, listen to the sound. Now, according to the report, it's two report, is the cow, the statue have two holes, hole in the behind and hole in the front. When the wind do go, it make a sound inside. By this way, if you look, you find a statue and the sound coming from it. And some said, maybe this is a god of us because Musa, he didn't show up. Because you remember Musa when he went to talk to Allah, Allah gave him 30 days. Now, when he go for 30 days and he tried to meet Allah in the place he supposed to meet Allah, before he went to meet Allah, he find some grass, some tree, I forget the name of it, with a good odor. He took the green stuff and he started cleaning his mouth from fasting, because he was fasting for 30 days. Allah tell him, now another 10 years. By this way, instead of finishing the time and go back to Bani Israel, now he's waiting for another 10 days. By this way, he was late. By this way, because he was late, they said, something happened. Maybe he's not true. Let's worship the cow. And a group of them start worshiping the cow. Harun start, alayhi salam, his brother. He start trying to advise. Nobody listen. Now Musa came. Before Musa came, when he meet Allah, Allah know. Allah tell Musa about what happened. At this time, Musa, he has the tablets. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give Musa the Torah in a state of tablets. Okay? Alwah. Meaning almost like a tiny layer of bricks, and written on it all the command of Allah. When Musa alayhi salam, Allah tell him what happened, he throws the alwah. Alaykum as-salam. He threw it. He was so angry. And this is why you find in Quran, and he went. And he very, very upset. And even the Quran described it, he went right away and he took the hair of the beard of Harun and his head. And he started grabbing him and drag him in the floor. And Harun told him, please, leave me alone. I did not do it. He said, why you do not advise him when I was not here? He said, I try, but I was trying to be kind and patient with them. I do not want to say, you make division between me and Bani Israel. And leave my beard, leave my head. I'm your brother. Now listen to this. This is Musa, Kalimullah, one of the most power for Messenger of Allah. He get anger for whom? For whom? For Allah. What he did with his brother is no brother. He was ready to, you know, whatever to do. He was so angry. What this tell us? Where is the loyalty? To Allah. Now he went to Samurai. And he tell him, what are you doing? He tell him the truth. He tell him, it is my nafs. Sawalat li nafsi. I just think about it. And I like it. It has some noise. And when they ask me, I said, okay, this is the one. By this, what we're learning, the disbeliever always a liar. And they know they are a liar. You see? And Musa alayhi salam, he cursing him. Any messenger and prophet, his dua, his prayer is accepted. What's the dua? He said, nobody will touch him and he will not touch nobody after this day. Go. You will be alone. By this way, this is the first calamity for Bani Israel after they crossed the Red Sea. By the way, what I'm trying to do today, not everything. But I'm going to just carry the major story from Quran belong to the time of Musa after crossing the Red Sea. Because Bani Israel is the only group, they drive all the messenger and prophet nuts. They drive them crazy. Anyway, we will see what they did. After that, Musa alayhi salam, he take them in a trip, going toward Jerusalem area. In this journey also something happened. The hunger, no food, no shelter, nothing. Do you know what Allah did? Allah sent them food. Send them food from where they will never imagine. Meaning every time you open your tent or whatever in the desert, you will find food every single day in the morning. And in the evening, he bringing a bird, beautiful bird, for you to slaughter and eat in the evening. After some time, they said, Musa, every day, same food, we cannot take it. Make dua to Allah. We want lentil, we want onion, we want this, we want that. He said, you asking Allah for what is lower and you leave what is higher? Allah give you food without no any mean. Allah give you food without no working. And you ask him for trouble and you ask him for lower? And again, what this teach us? When a person get from Allah and he do not be content, Allah will take it away. And what else? And they said, oh, it's too hot. Allah send cloud. Every time you go someplace, a cloud will be in the top of them. Whatever they complain, Musa alayhi salam make dua, Allah accept it. Now Musa alayhi salam, when he went to meet Allah, something happened. He said, oh Allah, allow me to look at you. He said, Musa, you cannot. He said, please Allah, I won't see you. He said, okay, look at this mountain. If the mountain stays the same, you will see me. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appear in a tiny bit of his will to the mountain become dust. And Musa at this time, kharra'i sa'iqa. He fall down unconscious from the lighting of what happening in. And according to the report, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the meaning of Allah allows the mountain to have little bit glimpse of his own light this much. Meaning like a tiny bit between the two fingers. A tiny bit. the mountain cannot take it. And when Musa alayhi salam wake up, what he did? He asked Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. And he said a very beautiful du'a when he wake up. He said, فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh Allah, I repent to you and I'm the first believer. Sign. Powerful sign. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said hadith in this area. He said, don't say, I am better than Musa, or Musa better than somebody, or somebody better than somebody. Don't do that. Because in the day of judgment, everybody will go saq. Saq in here when somebody had hit by lightning. And people go, finished. Become like dust. And he said, when everybody get up in the day of judgment, I will find myself get up next to the throne of Allah, and I find Musa alayhi salam holding one of the pillar of the throne of Allah. I do not know, is me wake up first or Musa wake up first? What this meaning? Means that bounty and the level and the degree of Musa alayhi salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him by the time he was wiped out by the lighting of Allah in the day of the meeting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erase this time of the day of judgment. By this way, he are a little bit in a higher degree in this position. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something very beautiful. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to Musa, he said, oh Musa, and this Surah Al-A'raf, chapter Al-A'raf, verse 144-146. He said to him, oh Musa, I choose you over the people with my message and be my word. Take what I command you of it and be among the thanks one. And we wrote in his tablets from everything, from every wisdom and description of every detail. Take it with strength and command your people with it. And I will show you the houses and the places of the lost one. Listen to this now, advice from Allah. And this for us and all mankind. سأصرف عن آياتي. Or سأصرف عن آياتي. I will let my sign away from those who are arrogant in earth. Listen carefully now, those who will be blind. Because you will see it in life all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my sign, my knowledge, I will hide it from those who walk in earth with arrogance. By this way, number one is what? Arrogant. Without the truth. Do you know why is that without the truth? Because who we are to be arrogant over the earth? We do not own it. We do not own nothing. And we are arrogant in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ يَرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةً. And even if they see every sign, they will not believe. And if they see the way of guidance, they will not accept it. It rings a bell to you? And if they see the way of stray, they will follow it. Look what Allah said, the description of those people who see the guidance way and turn around. And they see the stray way and they follow it. What Allah talk about them? He said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ. That because they are a liar of our sign. the lie of our sign, and the R hidden from our sign. Why? Because they are ghafilin. Ghafilin meaning the one who are not in a state of awareness, not in a state of awakeness. And today the majority of people like that, and we'll talk about it later, and I will tell you the description of people you meet today from Quran, and I will tell you why. And this why, once you really study Quran, you will meet the person and you know exactly what's going on. From the description of Allah, you implement it to the person, you will know. Like right away, any person you see him meet, walk with arrogant, talk with arrogant, act with arrogant, he will never be guided. Why he will never be guided? Because Allah never put guidance to an arrogant person. No way. The first state for Allah to accept you as a slave, to act like a slave. Be humble. Don't talk like arrogant, don't walk like arrogant. It's dangerous. Who you are. Sometime when we came in this country, once we get a job, we get a little bit of money, we get a car, we're acting like nuts. And we think we are somebody, like Mr. Trump. And we forget, where's Reagan? He cannot talk. Where's all the king and president? You know, sometime I look to our people and said, why is he arguing about? You have a stupid job, you're working day and night, you make a little bit of money, you have a car, you can have an accident anytime. What are you arguing about? Be careful of arrogance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said before, He explained to Musa what happened. And Musa alayhi salam, he explained to him what happening about the cow, and he left. And they repent to Allah, and they said, okay, we're not going to do it. By the way, do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them to do? To make tawbah? Listen to this. Not everybody believe of the cow. Allah said, if you are a believer and you are committing tawbah completely and repent to Allah, let every believer kill the one disbelieve. This is your tawbah. But so your tawbah is, anyone who believe in a cow for a moment, go to one of the believers and tell him to kill me. This will be your tawbah. Your tawbah is to go and announce you worship the cow and ask someone of the believer to kill you. And by being killed, this will be your tawbah. And those who did it, Allah forgive both of them. And Allah said in the Quran, this bitter for you if you know, and you will find Allah is all merciful. And one day, another time, they ask him, oh Musa, ask Allah to make tawbah for us again. And he was standing in a, like in a way, in a, some kind of a mountain, and he start making dua, and the whole earth start shaking. According to the report, was shaking because some of them was still hidden. And at this time, look what Musa alayhi salam did. Musa was tough. Right away, he raised his hand. He said, oh Allah, what's going on? If you want, you will destroy us. You will destroy us of what the ignorant people done? It is your fitna, Ya Allah. It is your trial. You guide whom you want and you trial whom you want. Oh Allah, don't do this to us. But in a nice way. And also one of the calamities he have also during this time is the teeth. Teeth meaning they get lost. Not regular lost, they get lost for 40 years. 40 years, whatever, where they go, they find out themselves in the same place again. Every time they won't go someplace, and this was a punishment from Allah for them, and a way of tawbah also, to give them tawbah. And by the way, something we have to know, sometimes your calamity can be a sign of the acceptance of Allah to your action and purification of your past. You see what I mean? By this way, sometimes we look in a calamity as something bad. No. Always calamity, one of the reasons for it, it might be a trial from Allah and cleansing and purification for us. And again, in this 40 years, every time they walk, they go back to where they are. How they drink at this time, they used to complain to Musa. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was generous. He said, "Oh Musa, take this rock with you. Whatever, where you go, take this rock. Every time you want drink, hit it. Hit the rock will have from it 12 wells. Every group, because it was 12 groups, every group will drink from it. And you save your water." By this way, every certain amount of time, Musa alayhi salam hit it with his cane, the 12 will open, everybody drink, save his water, finished. And he carries the rocks with them. Now, what else happened at this time? Something also happened. The people of the Sabbath. You heard about it. People of the Sabbath is, Sabbath is the Sabbath, the Saturday. What happened is, one of the village of Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them, do not go fishing Saturday. Saturday is a day for you not to fish. Now, and also is Sabbath, by Arabic language, it means also qata, the one who cut, or the distinguished. And it was a trial for Allah. Do you know what happened? Every day, Saturday, the fish will come in playing in the top of the sea. By this way, you see, sea is full of fish all over. Sunday, fish is done. No fish in the sea. It's hidden. It was a trial from Allah. Wonder what happened? They do not like to follow the command. It was a trial. They start get upset. Some of them start making tricks. They put some different cave and different things in the water. By this way, when the water coming, certain basket get the fish. And when the water go, the fish will be there and they get it for Sunday. They start making tricks. Anyway, we're not going to go to the detail. The main thing is the disobeying of Allah. What Allah said, He said something beautiful. Allah said, كَذَلِكَ نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. It was a trial from Allah because their sins. By this way, this was a cleansing from Allah to them. But they did not listen. What happened? And this we have to listen carefully now. Because this is what we are here. Right now, the same thing like the people of the Sabbath. I will explain it to you. It was a village. The command came. People of the village become three groups. A believer, disobeyer, and negative. Meaning, I'm not going to do it, but I'm not going to say anything. Leave me alone. Wonder what happened. The believer, they used to advise them. The negative ones, they said, "Oh believer, why you advise them? You will not listen anyway. Keep your advice for yourself." It rings a bell? Leave me alone. It's not my time. You want to be a sheikh? You know? You want to be a haji? You know? This is a negative one. And the one is not really even sinner. Meaning, they saw the sinner, but they do not change. And they do not involve. And you have the positive believer who always engage in reminding people. And you have the sinner. What happened? Allah warned them. If they do not help each other to be in obedience, Allah will cursing all of them. All of them. Not only the sinner, but the obeyer, the good one, the one believing Allah, but they taking what? A negative action. What we learn from that? Any nation, any village, any group, any body have negative. And just what said me, and do not involve in correction, he's a part of the wrong. And also is very important is to go back to Surah Hud, chapter Hud, and read verse 112 to 117 and comprehend it very well. Because these verses is related to this issue. Is in this verse, number 17, 117, Allah make it clear. Allah said, I will not torture people, and among them a group, they are muslihin, meaning they are commanding with goods. Try to correct. We are the ummah of correction. Okay? Now, it's still the same. Do you know what Allah did? This was a very unique way of torture from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُ عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرْدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. When they did not listen to my message, we said, be a monkey of what you done. They become a monkey. The whole village become a monkey. Now, a scholar have a dispute. They were a monkey physically or monkey spiritually or both. Only we can say one thing. Allah said, He cursing them and said, be monkey. What kind of monkey is not our business. We know for a fact Allah was angry and He tortured them. Again, what is the main message we get from that is number one, what happened if I'm among any group and acting negative? And also Allah has the right and has the wisdom to check and trial any group in any time by his own way. It doesn't mean it makes sense to me or it doesn't make sense. For example, for them, he said, don't go fishing Saturday. It's not a big deal. It is here obedience. By this way, not obeying Allah, even in a topic you think it not legitimate to you, is a disobedience. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us the difference between the quality of a believer and the quality of those who is like Bani Israel. Like for example, the one is negative, they used to say, leave them alone. Why you give them advice? If Allah want them this way, leave them alone. Actually today, believe it or not, you find some people said, if Allah want make me stray, you want to guide me? Leave me alone. You find a lot of Muslims today, supposed to be Muslim, saying that. Actually, do you know what this meaning? They have the quality of the village of the people of Bani Israel of the Sabbath. Because this, according to scholars, they said, this curse will be until the Day of Judgment. For anyone, do the same. You see what I'm saying now? This is why you will see certain personality you meet, they might look like a Muslim and praying, but actually in a reality like monkey. Exactly like the one Allah cursed from Bani Israel of their action. And again, we see in here the wisdom of Allah. The whole village become three kinds. One kind is an oppressor. Oppressor against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order. And they follow their own desire. The another one, inviter toward Allah. And the third, silent. They said, it's not my business, leave me alone. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, As-sakitu anil haqq shaytanun akhras. The one who do say to keep quiet from saying the truth is a silent shaitan, is a silent devil. You have to say the truth. And also, is no way out without advice. And giving advice and remind. With nice way. Remind, let them know. What you're doing is haram, is forbidden. You can be cursed. Fear Allah. Go back to Allah before it's too late. In a nice way. Finished, your job is done. And also in a time of torture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and he really clear it, is the only one Allah saves him from the village, not to be a monkey, those who was inviter. And you will see it in Quran in many places, is the only way you will be saved in a time of calamity like that, if you are engaged in inviting toward Allah. You have no another option. Being good is not enough. You have to be good to yourself and good to other. You have to, is a must. What we're doing now is a must. If you really believe in Islam and believe in Allah, is a must to save your own neck in case the torture come. You cannot be just negative and sit and say, it's not my business. No. Sure, with wisdom, with kindness, but you have to say. And also we have to know, sins bringing the calamity from Allah on us. By this way, if you look at all of us today as a Muslim ummah, all the calamity we have today of our action. You won't really exercise what I mean, what I say, very simple. Go back to Allah and you will see. Your life will change. And the anger of Allah and what Allah can do in any given time without any extra warning. What's another thing happened in Bani Israel? Another situation. There was sometime, all of a sudden one person died. Somebody killed someone. Who is the killer? Nobody won't say. Who is the killer? Nobody won't say. They said, Musa, go to Allah, ask him who's the killer. Can you see now? We live like monkey, we live like pigs, and once somebody die, Quran Sharif. Exactly, what's the difference between Bani Israel and us? They live following their own desire, and once something happened, oh Musa, call Allah. Oh Musa, we want water. Oh Musa, we want that. Oh Musa, give us this. What happened to us? We go follow our desire, and when we get sick, or when some calamity happens, oh Allah, we do not do. Oh Allah, call Sheikh, make dua. You know, what we're doing? We do exactly the same like Bani Israel did. We have to be careful. Believe it or not, if you go to the sick one of Bani Israel did, we do the same exactly like them. It's no different. Anyway, they went to Musa and they asked him, oh Musa, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell us who is the killer. Look at the trial again. It was a trial and a wisdom from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh Musa, tell them go buy a cow and kill it and take the meat from it and beat up the dead person. He will get up and tell you who killed him. Bani Israel never really listened to Musa. They said, Musa, it's too many cow. What cow? Young or old? They said, is no. Medium, between young, between old. As he went again, Musa, what color? Yellow. What kind of yellow? Sharp yellow. Instead of obeying, no, they make it so like difficult to Musa. You don't know what Allah did? Look at the wisdom of Allah. Amazing wisdom of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his wisdom, unbelievable. In meantime, it was a biased boy. This boy, he used to care about his mother day and night. And he used to have a cow. And his mother, before she died, she said, don't sell the cow until you reach a certain amount of money. And the son never understand. The woman was really close to Allah. He took care about the mother, and this again to show you the quality and the bounty of being good to your mother and father. When they keep asking Musa, and they keep asking the quality, wonder what Allah did. He gave all the quality of the cow of the boy. And the cow of the boy was unique. It has the same color, doesn't work day or night, because it's one of the, also the advice of the mother. She said, don't let the cow work. Just let her sit and eat. Don't use her for nothing. And the obedience of the boy to his mother. By this way, they ask Musa alayhi salam after that, what kind of quality you know, how we know? He said, is not working, is not in the field, is not doing anything. They keep looking until they find the cow of the boy. They keep asking for money to get the cow. He said, no. He didn't say anything, he did not bargain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa, this is the only cow will be for them as a punishment of what they done, as keep questioning. Now they keep going until they give the boy equivalent of the cow 10 times weight of gold. Not even the price. They took the cow, they kill it, they take the meat, they hit the dead person, the one who was killed, get up, said, my son-in-law or my brother's son, he killed me. Ding, and he died again. It was a sign of Allah to show them how Allah can bring life after death without no reasoning. And it's just about the cow, it was a trial for them. Again, because he's asking too much instead of obedience. And this also was another thing happened in their life. After this happened, something happened again. You will not believe what happened. Every time Allah sent them a sign, they denied. Now what Allah said to Musa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. After that, the heart been hardened, become like rocks. And now look at what Allah did. He gave the description of the people's heart. He said, the heart been hardened like rocks. And even among rocks, those who have river between. And among rocks, those who have wells from between, and among rocks, those who fear and fall down from the fear of Allah. Meaning, the heart has been hardened more than the regular rocks. Why? Why Allah hardens the heart of a human being? When he sees a sign, he hears the truth, and he goes to the opposite. This is one of the signs. What we learn from this story? The importance of obeying Allah at the time you hear the message. We do not supposed to run and try to find excuses and a version and a way to to get away from the command of Allah. If we believe in Allah, it's an obligation to obey the command of Allah as soon as possible. If we do not obey as soon as possible and get closer, the heart gets sick. And the hardening of the heart starts. If you keep listening to the truth and you keep playing game, the iman will be lifted, the hypocrisy will be there, and the heart will be hard, and the veil will come and finished. And also in here, the manner of obeying messenger and prophet and scholar and those who educate us. When Musa alayhi salam, they ask him, "Oh Musa, ask Allah." He said, "Okay, I ask Allah." What Allah said? Butcher or slaughter an animal, a cow. Instead of obeying, what cow? What color? What size? What age? What she do? You know? By this way, instead of having manner, they make it difficult on themselves with no manner. And also is the believer, he's supposed to obey Allah with happiness, even if it's against your desire. Obey Allah with happiness and contentment. And also the inviter has a job to make sure who he talking to and which level he can talk to them about. What else happened in Bani Israel? Something very important also happened to Bani Israel, we know. Do you know what is it? Qarun. I'm just collecting all the major story which it can benefit us. Actually, believe it or not, if you follow every story, it has a wisdom for us. Exactly like now. This one, it will benefit us more. Why? Because we see it more. Doesn't mean each one has less benefit. No, each one has beautiful benefit. Is anybody remember who's the most famous man in the time of Musa alayhi salam after Pharaoh? The stupid people love him and the believer hate him. Who's the man? Qarun. Is the sound ring the bell for you? Pharaoh, Haman, Qarun. The most three oppressor. And no man go to hellfire without being one of these people as a companion. Why? Pharaoh looking for status. Haman, he was his own vice president. He looked for a job. It rings a bell. One looking for status. Haman looking for a job. And Qarun was looking for money. You know, you guys should not eat before session. You are, mashallah, relax. And the eyes go down. Somebody should have some cold water or piece of towel with cold water and go splash it. You know, internal rain. Now, what is the story of Qarun? Qarun was not Egyptian. Pharaoh was Egyptian. Haman was Egyptian. Qarun from Bani Israel. Qarun, according to Quran, Allah said to us, he has a lot of money. Look how Allah gives the description of his money. He said his treasure, the keys of the treasure, no one can carry it. According to some report, he have in caravan 70 mule, a strong mule, each mule carrying bunch of bags of keys. And each key represent one treasure. By the way, is not his treasure. No, each key is a treasure, a key of a treasure. How much money he has? A lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of richness. It's too many stories about he was stingy. He do not want pay charity. He do not want help. He did not spend the money in goodness. Not only that, he said, I collect the money of my knowledge. It rings a bell again. I did it. I came in America. I went to college. I do this. I do that. Very dangerous. Don't ever claim you do by your own will. Allah is the doer. Allah allow me to do. Allah help me to do. Allah give me tawfiq to have. Wonder what happened to Qarun. Allah make it very, very beautiful in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, some of the believer, when they saw Qarun and what he has, they said to him, O Qarun, لا تفرح, don't be happy. إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. Why are you happy about? Happiness in here is the happiness of arrogance. A believer has different happiness. We be happy when Allah allow us to do good deed and get closer to Allah. It's different kind of happiness. Okay? But this man, he doesn't have the happiness of the believer. Inshallah, he has the happiness of arrogant. He's happy of what he get. By this way, the believer tell him, why you are happy? Allah do not like the happiness like that with arrogant. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ And use what Allah give you for the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا And do not forget your share of this life. Now may Allah forgive me. A lot of scholars translate this verse as do not forget the share of this life, meaning spend on yourself. The early scholar in Islam, I like what they said. What is your share of this life? Is the goodness to take it in the hereafter. Is Qarun did not have his share of this life? What this meaning? Do not forget your share of this life. Because the share of this life actually is the only thing will travel with you in a time of death. Doesn't mean you spend wisely in yourself and your family and do not be stingy. But this is not what it means. Wallahu a'lam. What it means, wallahu a'lam, I like what the old scholar said, the majority of them in the early days, in all the tafsir. They said meaning is to don't forget your share of your life, which in the time of death you're going to take it with you. Today a lot of Arabic people and a lot of Muslims, every time somebody you tell him, you know, do something for the hereafter, he said, No, you didn't hear Quran, وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا Don't forget your share of this dunya. And they are drowning in dunya. We're not saying to be a monk or a priest, no. But today none of us even can do it. We are so drowning. And what else? وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ Be kind the way Allah is kind to you. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ And don't spread mischief in earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحَبِّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not love and do not like those who spread mischief. A beautiful message. A beautiful message. Now the another group of people, the ignorant, the idiot, the ones who only look for this life, what they said? يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَدُو حَظًّا عَظِيمٌ We hope we get like what Qarun has. I wish I have like him. He has a beautiful luck. It rings a bell again. Now wonder what happened. Very famous story. He have a beautiful caravan and he went. All his treasure, everything in a beautiful caravan, and people start talking. Now the believer said, those who know, those who have the knowledge, وَيْلَكُمْ. This from Quran, Fussilat, chapter Fussilat 34 and 35. وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, the reward of Allah, bitter to those believe and do good deed. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. And no one will reach it except the patient one. By this way, in here in this verse, don't desire what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed. And look to the pleasure of Allah, and the reward of Allah is much greater. If you are a believer, engage in good deed and exercise patience. What Allah said, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. We open the earth and we make it swallow him. Him and his treasure. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. Nobody was able to stop it and stop the torture of Allah from him. And he was never be among the victorious one. What Allah tell us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, okay, the most high example of the rich, this is what I did with him. What do you want? You want to be like him? And now the people was wanted to be like him yesterday, what they said? Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's bent and he opened his provision to whom he want, and he hold in whom he want. Alhamdulillah, if we were like that, maybe Allah will curse us too and swallow the earth with us. Allah do not give success to the disbeliever. What again the message? To show us is we have to go back toward Allah and the hereafter. It gives us the quality of those who want the hereafter. It teaches us whom who want this life and the status, what will happen to them as soon or later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the ultimate pleasure in those who are fearing Allah most. Doing good deed and try to be kind and generous and go toward Allah and spend. It is the way Allah love. The only time you happy, when you are happy when Allah give you something to gain you, to enable you to spread the deen of Allah, or to be gifted by Allah in something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to do good deed. Meaning, Allah opened to you a treasure or pleasure in this life by allow you to do good deed. This is the time you should be happy and content. And the main happiness when you content with what Allah give you. This is some of the major story it happened in the time of Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. We have a couple of few more. Is after that, after all this story, I'm just giving you again snapshots, not timing exactly. Musa alayhi salam take Bani Israel toward Jerusalem. Just before they heard or they reached Jerusalem, they heard the people in this time living in Jerusalem was so big, so powerful, and so oppressor. They said, oh Musa, no. We will not go in. Musa alayhi salam tell them, obey me. Allah tell me, whoever come with me and enter, he will be victorious. Don't look at their, you know, power and this. He said, no. We will sit here. Go and your Lord fight, and we will be watching. اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هنا قاعدون. Go fight with your Lord, and we're sitting waiting for you. Imagine what he said. Now, wonder what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Musa, "Oh Musa, tell them, if they enter and they obey me, I will make them victorious." Again, they will not listen. And even Allah said, okay, go enter. If you enter, I will let them get out. And I will let you conquer the town without nothing. Again, they will not listen. They do not believe in Allah. Look at how many times Allah gives them command and they will not listen. One after another. Except two. From all Bani Israel, Allah knows how many, because it was a big tribe, only two. They said, "Oh Musa, we will enter. We believe in Allah." Imagine two. From all Bani Israel, two. And when they insist, Musa alayhi salam, he said, "Oh Allah, I do not have except me and my brother." Make me away from my people, or the people of fasiq, the people who stray. And this when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them get stray after that, as a punishment of what they done. Now, also we have to know, Musa alayhi salam, he did Hajj, believe it or not. He went to Mecca, and he did Hajj. Like all Bani Israel, like all Messenger and Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of in one hadith, no messenger and prophet did not do Hajj. All of them did Hajj. Yusha alayhi salam, he's a boy. He's a young boy. He was with Musa most of the time. When Musa alayhi salam died, Yusha alayhi salam took place. And he was caring about the affair between Bani Israel until he died too. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called him in Quran as the boy of Musa alayhi salam. And also, Yusha alayhi salam is the one, he was believing Allah and he was willing to go and fight against all these people. And he make dua to Allah to stop the sun of going down before Saturday. And Allah stops the sun for him until they finish fighting. You know? And you will find a lot of about Yusha alayhi salam in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 161-162, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 58-59. And he died and he was 127 years old. This Yusha alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, he died approximately, they said, also similar time or more. And then here's something nice about the time of death of Musa. But before we go that, Let's talk about a couple of things. A beautiful story about when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting with a companion, and he talked about the companion of every prophet and messenger in the day of judgment, in Jannah. And he said, the most, you know, like a strange companion of a prophet was the companion of Prophet Musa in Jannah. One day he was walking and said, "Oh Allah, who is my companion in Jannah?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, he said, "Musa, first man you meet, he will be your companion in Jannah." And he doesn't know him. Now Musa walking, he forget. After he forget, he find a man going to a tent, feeding this old woman, take care about her, and coming out many times. He said, "Who you are? And what you doing?" He said, "I'm so and so, and I'm taking care about my mom." He said, "Why you do not let your wife take care about your mom?" He said, "I'm afraid my wife might treat her not nicely, the way I treat her, and she will get upset." He said, "Is your mom doing anything or asking Allah for anything?" He said, "Yes." He said, "What is your mom saying?" He said, "My mom for 20 years or more, she only make one prayer for me." He said, "What is it?" He said, "Oh Allah, accept my son to be the companion of Musa ibn Amran in Jannah." He said, "I am Musa ibn Amran until your mother, Allah accepted her prayer." And at this moment, he doesn't know even this man, until Allah allow him to hear it from his own lips. This is the power of being good to your own mom. But doesn't mean you have a mom out of whack and command you to go marry a Hindu or marry a Christian or do this or do that. No, no, no. This is not a mother of Jannah, it's a mother of hellfire. No, we're talking about the mother who really fear Allah and trying to really lead the family, you know, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let me wait for something very beautiful. I hope we will have time for it. It's the time of death of Musa, because it's very important to hear it. And this was reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we do that, I want to share with you a beautiful hadith happened between Musa alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope Allah allow me to give me the time to do that. Musa alayhi salam, when he took the tablets, he find the description of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at this time, the description of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was named in the Torah Ahmad. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two names, Ahmad and Muhammad. And he said, I'm going to translate in most of my ability. He said, "Oh Allah, I saw a group of people, a nation. They will command what is right, forbid what is evil. Oh Allah, make them my ummah." He said, "No, it is the ummah of Ahmad." He said, "Oh Allah, I find out in the tablets a group, a nation coming in the end, and they will enter Jannah the first. Make them my people." He said, "No, this is the people of Muhammad." He said, "Oh Allah, I see a nation, their own books will be in their chest, and our books in our hand. Make them my people." He said, "This is the ummah of Ahmad." "Oh Allah, I saw an ummah, you give them the ability to memorize your word. Make them my ummah, my nation." He said, "This is the ummah of Ahmad." He said, "Oh Allah, I see in the tablets an ummah, they believe in the book, the first one to the last one, and they fight even the Dajjal, al-Masih al-Dajjal, the hour, the one with one eye, in the end of time, and they will win, and you give them victory. Make them my ummah." He says, "This is the ummah of Ahmad." "Oh Allah, I saw in the tablets an ummah, a nation, their charity, they eat it. And all of us, we never eat our charity. It used to be fire. Fire coming, eat the charity, and this is the acceptance of Allah. Us is the first ummah. You give charity and you allow to eat from it. Any ummah before that, you are not allowed to touch your own charity or the charity of other. Oh Allah, make them my ummah. He said, this is the ummah of Ahmad. Oh Allah, I saw an ummah. You take from the rich, you give it to your poor, and you make them happy. Make them my ummah. He says, this is the ummah of Ahmad. He said, oh Allah, I saw a nation, an ummah. If they are coming to do a good deed, it will be written to them as a good deed, even if they do not do it, and you reward them more. And if they come to do a bad deed, and they do not do it, you erase it from them. And if they do it, it's coming only one. Make them my ummah. He said, the ummah of Ahmad. And he said, oh Allah, I saw an ummah. They will be interceding in the behalf of the all umam. And your Ahmad will be interceding in their behalf. Make them my ummah. He said, this is the ummah of Ahmad. He said, oh Allah, make me among this ummah. He said, oh Musa, thank me of what I choose for you. And be among those who thanks. Who we are. Imagine Musa alayhi salam with his level, and he want to be among us. Now also is Musa alayhi salam, and this by hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this hadith sahih in Ibn Hibban, he is asked Allah, oh Allah, I want to ask you about six quality. I was thinking it is belong to me. And Musa alayhi salam, and the seven, Musa alayhi salam did not like it. What he asked Allah, listen carefully now. He said, oh Allah, whom is the most pious man servant to you? He said, Musa, the one who remember me and do not forget me. He said, oh Allah, whom is the most guided one? He said, the one he do not follow his desire. Said, oh Allah, whom among you, your servant is the most just? He said, the one he just between people, exactly like he justing between himself. He said, oh Allah, whom among your slaves is the most knowledgeable person? He said, the one he did not have enough sufficient knowledge from his knowledge, and always seeking knowledge, and always teaching the knowledge to us, to other. He said, oh Allah, whom the most elevated slave in the front of you, Ya Allah? He said, the one, if he able to forgive, he forgive. He said, oh Allah, who's the most richest servant of you, Ya Allah? He said, the one, he content of what I give him, even if he's poor. And at this time, Rasulullah said, not the rich one, the one who have wealth, but the rich one who has richness in his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he want goodness of a slave, he will fulfill his heart with contentment. And if he want calamity and stray to a person, he make him not content. This is some of the say of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, he said, oh Allah, teach me a word. I remember you with it and I will not forget it. He said, oh Musa, say la ilaha illallah. He said, oh Allah, everybody say la ilaha illallah. I want something special. He said, oh Musa, say la ilaha illallah. He said, oh Allah, everybody say it, I want something special. He said, say la ilaha illallah ya Musa. And after that Allah replied, he said, oh Musa, if the seven heaven and the seven sky and the seven earth been in one scale And La ilaha illallah in another scale, La ilaha illallah will be the greater. But in here we have to know, not La ilaha illallah, the one we say it with the tongue, and our action is not there. No. La ilaha illallah, the one you believe it. The one you believe it in action. And we know the story of the two bottles. When Musa alayhi salam, somebody asked him, "Oh Musa, is Allah asleep? He take a nap?" He went to ask Allah, "Oh Allah, Bani Israel, they ask me, Allah, you take a nap?" He said, "Musa, take these two bottles. Tomorrow morning, I give you the answer." He hold the two bottles. At night, wonder what happened. He start shaking. He start going, and the bottle fall. He wake up. He said, "What happened, Musa?" He said, "They fall, Ya Allah." He said, if Allah sleep or take a nap, the heaven and earth will collapse, Ya Musa." Now, the angel of death coming to take the life of Musa. And this in hadith, sahih by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And when he knocked in the door, Musa alayhi salam, he hit him. Boom! He give him punch in the face. He take his eyes out. Now the angel of death going to Allah. "Oh Allah, look at what your messenger did to me." He said to him, "Oh Allah, he didn't want to die." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, "Oh angel of death, go to him and tell him, go and put your hand in the, what do you call it, bowl, the big, like a cow, bowl, and every touch you have of this hair, Allah will give you with it 1 year. And after that, you will take him." And after that, he died. Musa alayhi salam. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Now, what else? One moment. I hope we have enough time. Surah Al-A'raf. One moment. Okay. Listen to this now carefully. Surah Al-A'raf, 94, chapter Al-A'raf, verse 94 to 102. Let me read it clear to you quick and see what is the meaning in here. Because we're hearing all the story. What's the wisdom behind all the story we hear? Let's see what Allah said. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. I'm going to translate it quick, inshallah, with the meaning, with the most of my ability. We did not send for any or to any village messenger except to take their people with calamity and hardship. Maybe they will crying to us and make dua. And after that we change, we switch the calamity to goodness and ease, and we forgive them. And he said, what has been touched our parents, it will not touch us. And they go back to their life. At this time we take them suddenly, meaning we torture them suddenly. This, by the way, you see it today when you hear all of a sudden, so-and-so have an accident, so-and-so died suddenly, so-and-so wake up and he died. All this is a torture from Allah. By this way, the person has no time to repent or make istighfar. This is a calamity. To die all of a sudden without no problem is a problem. Because you have no time to do anything. Now what Allah said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ أَمَنُوا. If the people of the villages believe, and they fear me, we will open the door of blessing from the earth and the sky. But they lied. And we take them of what they did. And after that, a warning. Is that the people of the villages are secure of our torture coming to them early in the morning or in the middle of the day and with the time they are playing? Because what they're doing is playing. Just play in the front of Allah. Or they safe from our plot and plan. And nobody safe from the plot of plan of Allah except those who are a loser. Did you not know? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He inherit the earth to whom He want, the one who been guided. If Allah choose, or He will torture you of what you did, and He will cover your heart by this way you cannot hear. Hear it correctly. He said, Allah will cover your heart. You cannot hear. This is some of the story of villages. We give you the news about it. And their messenger came with all the warning and all the news to believe, but they lied. They lied before. And also, this is the way Allah veil and cover over the heart of those who deny and did not find the majority having no commitment. By this way now, the majority have no commitment and the majority is fasiq. This is, my dear brother and sister in Islam, some of the messages of Allah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us all the story? He tell us all the story. I give it to you to see what happened to them. If you look at us, what happened to our parents? What happened to our grandparents? What happened to all the king and whatever before? What happened to generation after generation? What happened to our houses and the houses before? We do not see it. This was the message of Allah. He said, walk in earth and see what we did of the people before you. And Allah repeat this scenario over and over again in Quran as a warning for us. And all of a sudden we come to America, finished. We happy with a stupid car or a stupid house and a stupid this and a stupid that and all of them, even the mortgage. We living in haram and our life is haram and our thinking is haram. And we arrogant about what? Arrogant about what? By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, today you will see a lot of us is blind. And you can see why the blindness coming from. The majority is not thanking me. The majority is walking arrogant. The majority they deny. The majority is liar. This quality, what it cause? It cause veiling from Allah and the heart to be hardened. This why sometime, if you really understand that, you really can give da'wah? No. You give advice? Yes. What is the advice for? By this way, in the front of Allah, you did your job. They heard the message, they have no excuse. Finished. They are complete adult, they are responsible. They heard what is right and they blind their ear. They did exactly as in the time of Noah. Don't talk to us. We cover our ear. We do not want to hear it. You hear. We do not want to hear it. What Allah said about those? Allah said, who blind whom he want. Once you see that, thank Allah for what he give you. And be crying of thanks to Allah. Don't worry about other. You're not responsible. You're responsible only if you give advice and follow what Allah want. What they do is their business. But what you do is your business. Be engaged is what Allah wants from you, not what you want for them. Because you cannot do nothing to nobody. Allah is the doer, Allah is the guider, Allah is the owner of the light. Allah is the one who gives understanding. I finish, alhamdulillah, some of the major story and lesson from the life of Bani Israel. It's too many, because the story, it has no end. Many, many of them. Also, what happened? Do you know what they did one time? They disbelieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the front of them carries a mountain. The mountain coming from the roots of the mountain. Mountain with his roots. Flying in the air. Coming down until almost touching their head. Until they make sajda. And after they make sajda, they said, oh Musa, let the mountain go away. Musa come and ask Allah, astaghfirullah. Musa ask Allah, oh Allah, take the mountain away. Allah takes the mountain away. He said, oh, you trick us. You see? They ask Allah, Musa, oh Musa, you saw Allah, let us see Allah. We will not believe you until we see Allah. Quran is full of what the argues he did against Musa and against Allah. Musa, he took 70 of the best quality people, the scholar. And they went asking again. We won't talk to Allah like the way you talk. Allah, psst, take them. And again. According to their own corrupted books, the 70 scholars went to Musa, is the one who has the right to give knowledge, not Musa. And said, Allah give them more knowledge than Musa. And these are the ones they have the authority. Look at the corruption. Always twisting. By this way, one of them has another message, how they always twist knowledge. Any question or any concern about the story of Musa and the lesson of Musa? You are not only now want only one lesson, the lesson of sleeping. Below time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our evening. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to listen to this message and learn before it's too late. We're not in a really funny time. We are in dangerous time. It's a business. It's a really real business. Because when we die, we're going to be questioned what we done. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you, all of us, once we hear the word of Allah, we are responsible. And how to really fulfill the responsibility? Call Allah. Call Allah. Tell him, oh Allah, do not make me die until I please you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, show me the way to please you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let allow me to work for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let me, Ya Allah, be guided by you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give me the light. Oh Allah, give me wisdom. Ameen. Always say Ameen. Because in the end of halaqah, the dua is mustajab, inshaAllah. The dua is accepted, inshaAllah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أهل الكرم والجود يا رب العالمين اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله اللهم عاملنا بالجود والكرم والإحسان اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم استخدمنا ولا تستبدلنا، استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. O Allah, give us the happiness of this life and hereafter. O Allah, fulfill our need in this life and hereafter. O Allah, let us live as a pure Muslim to you, Ya Allah, and make us spread your message, Ya Allah, according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with your pleasure, Ya Allah, with the acceptance of you, Ya Allah, purely, Ya Allah, give us sincerity, Ya Allah, give us truthful, Ya Allah, give us light, Ya Allah, give us guidance, Ya Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, and bless our family, Ya Allah, and all mankind, give them guidance, Ya Allah, and make us guide to other, Ya Allah, and O Allah, save us from your torture, Ya Allah, save us from your anger, Ya Allah, and give us a happy ending, Ya Rabb, give us happy ending, Ya Allah, with your pleasure, Ya Allah. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وصلى على محمد وعلى آل محمد رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم لنا ولآبائنا ولأمهاتنا ولأجدادنا ولأعمامنا وأخوالنا ولآبائنا ولكل من لهم حق علينا من أحياء والأموات ولكل من علمونا شيئا يا رب العالمين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه